This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
I want you to recall the time you may have, I won't say argued, I will say debated or had a dialogue with someone about a topic that was Islamic. And then I want you to ask yourself, what was my motive behind going back and forth with that person? Maybe your voice is even raised. Maybe use some words that can be understood that is not befitting and does not welcome the person that you are talking to. What was your motive? Why did you do it? Sometimes, and it may not be all of us, sometimes it was not for Allah. What do we mean by that? Meaning that, did you want that person to come closer to God? That's why you're talking to them. That's why you're trying to convince them of your point. That's why you're bringing the hadith or the ayah or some type of logical reasoning behind that. Was it for them to be guided, to leave that opinion in order to be guided? Did the person feel that you really wanted that for them? What was your motivation behind it? Or was it to prove that you are right? Or just to prove that he or she is wrong? Intention, sincerity. The deen is built off of that. How do we know this? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in a beautiful hadith, innamal a'malu binniyat, that verily actions are judged by intentions. I could sit here and pray, but my intention is to look good in front of someone. My intention is to show that, yes, I made it to the masjid and I'm praying. So the action that you are doing may not even be accepted by Allah because there was no intention to do it for Allah. When we say for Allah, for God, that does not mean that God is in need of our actions. God is free from any need whatsoever. It is we who need to do the action in order for it to be accepted by God, to receive reward, to hopefully meet Him, God willing. And that is the ultimate bliss, to be in heaven, inshallah. May Allah make us from those that are in Jannah. So when we do this action for Allah, it means for the sake of Allah. In your heart, you do the action. The motivation behind getting up, the motivation behind saying, brother, I disagree with you, is to hopefully call them to that which is right, wanting guidance for them and never wanting their destruction, their spiritual destruction. You want good for them. That is sincerity. And that is an aspect of khuluq that we always need to monitor, rectify, purify, ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us with ikhlas, with sincerity. Because when you are sincere, Allah knows it and He is thankful for that. And when a person knows that you're sincere, wallahi, they will listen to you. When a person feels that you have their best interests at heart, they will listen to you, even if it is something that they don't want to hear. Eventually, they will listen to you. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that are sincere on this earth, that are sincere with people, and that are sincere with ourselves and being honest with ourselves. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.